All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am speaking with Mrs. Christine Betts, Executive Director of the great Lucy Craft Blaney Museum. And I tell you, I like the fact, Mrs. Betts, that you have things that you have going on in the community, but you also have activities that you take outside of the community for
Absolutely.
The people who join you.
Mm-hmm.
So what you mentioned, you know, one of the end community events will be Breakfast with Santa, first Saturday
right.
in December.
Uh-huh.
What's going to be taking place outside of the community? I know you have some
Yes,
trips
we
coming.
Do. We have our Quiz Bowl, African-American Quiz Bowl.
Okay.
It's really, really interesting. And students from different schools come together, and they do great with the tutors. They do a great job with the children mm-hmm. to ensure that they can compete with others. And so they have a lot of fun. They have a lot of fun. They come together and they get prizes and at the end. And of course, they get a little luncheon before they leave. So that's our Quiz Bowl
okay.
for this year. And we also have a mental health initiative, a monthly health initiative, I should say. And the nurses have joined us. Chi Eta Phi have joined us, and we partner with them. And we do programs in relationship to health care. And that's a very interesting component of what we do in our
What are some of the things that take place with that?
They do blood pressure screening. They do the screening for blood sugar. And they do their weight.
Okay.
And all of those things. And anything that they find that might be a problem, they send them to a physician or refer them to a physician. Same thing about dental care and that kind of thing. So they do a really, really good job. Mm-hmm. Delta Sigma Theta shares that experience as well. They just had we just had recently program wherein for cancer patients. And some of them who had been treated, their hair had come out.
Yeah.
And so we had lots and lots of wigs and scarves and things that they shared with the patients. And we also had a person there that provided all kinds of information that will support the patients. So it's a good experience.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we're doing that.
I like the fact that you all are sort of partnering with some of these people who have gone through the chemotherapy and things that have made an impact on their lives, and not in a positive way when it comes to loss of hair, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And you come alongside them and help them walk through that phase of their lives and make it better.
It is. It is a wonderful, wonderful program that they have. And not only do we do that, but there are other agencies that do the same thing. They have programs that are designed for the same thing. But this month has been a really, really outstanding month. And so it's doing that.
Great. So what else is going on?
That's it. We just do tours. And I want to emphasize the tours again. We have tours. People come in at these periods. 9:30, 10:30, and then it's lunchtime, and then 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock
mm-hmm.
that we have tours. And so they come in, and many times we have group tours, and so they sign up for the group tours, and many of them will go on a trolley tour as well.
Okay.
In fact, when we have group tours, most of them are tours that we do in the museum, and then the then the historian takes them out into the community. And one of the really neat things about that is they come to the museum and they talk about the history, and they show photographs and talk about people who've made tremendous contributions, like Dr. Weston, Dr. Bowman, and all of those. And then when they go out, especially if we're talking about a church or a home of a person that made a significant part of what was going on in our community, they can see that. You know, they saw it in the museum. And then they go out, well, I'm going to use C.T. Walker. C.T. Walker, we talk about C.T. Walker. And so they go into the museum space, and they talk about C.T. Walker when they go out, among other people. But when they get on the trolley tour, they see the church, and they talk about that. And then have you been down the Laney Walker Boulevard when you see all of the stops that are made for people who made tremendous contributions?
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, they have them on the side of the street.
Okay.
And the historical markers. And also, we have historical markers, and we have one on our lawn. And the AKAs have one just down the street.
Okay.
And then all through the neighborhood. Now, some of them are, they're on the side of the street. The markers, state markers, are very tall.
Okay.
And then the others are, they're about this high.
About 3-4 feet high?
And okay. Has a name and a little history attached to it.
And what are they, what colors are these markers?
They're just, now the historical markers.
Right.
They're black.
Okay.
All of them are black. The others are white, just off-white.
Okay.
And it has a little space on them with the short period, short space for history.
Okay.
And the name of the...
I have to look more closely.
Yes, you have to come. You need to come and join one of our tours.
I've got to do that.
Yeah.
And that's on Saturdays? Several days a week, right?
Well, you get the tours that you have doing in the museum. That's any day. No Sunday and no Monday. But if you're going on the trolley tour, it's different. The trolley tours, basically, we do them at request and if it's available. But Friday and Saturdays are the ones that are done most frequently.
Gotcha. And ladies and gentlemen, I told you that I was going to check with Mrs. Betts about food in Charleston for the Charleston trip that we talked about. And all of you who go on that trip will be eating lunch in Charleston.
Right. One of the other things that I want to mention, too, is that we have a program. It's called Friends of the Museum. And we ask or encourage people to provide an annual. It's an annual opportunity for support for the museum. And so we have little brochures like this, and they can go from $25 up to $1,000 or more to participate in the campaign. So while I'm talking here, I'm going to ask that all of the people who are listening and that are interested in the Lucy Craft Laney Museum, if they would participate in our Friends of the Museum. And what do with the money? We make sure that the preservation of the house is preserved. We do children's programs, and we have things like luncheons and that kind of thing. And so there are many, many possibilities for them to provide funding for different programs. The yard, for instance, we have a beautiful garden. And so please come.
And can they call if they'd like to become a friend of the museum?
Yes, they can call, and we will send them a brochure like this. I wish they could see it.
Full color brochure, too, ladies and gentlemen. It has a picture of Miss Laney's house on the front, the beautiful burgundy roofing with what looks like white wood on there, and a nice porch. I know a lot of you like the idea of sitting out on your front porch with a glass of lemonade. This has a beautiful porch and a picture of Miss Laney. The number to call, if you are interested, and we would love for you to do this, be at least take a serious look at becoming a friend of the museum. Call 706-724-3576. Again, that's 706-724-3576. And is it okay if I give them the web address as well?
That's fine, yes.
We know a lot of you like the technology, so go to www.LucyCraftLaneyMuseum.com, all one word, LucyCraftLaneyMuseum.com, and you can get more information.
Absolutely, and you may keep that one.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And Mrs. Betts, thank you again so much for coming and sharing with us, keeping us up to date on what's happening with this great historical legacy that's right here. By the way, I wanted to let you know, I appreciate the fact, too, that you all are talking about the greatness not only of historical people, but people who are still living right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Okay, thank you so very much.
Quite welcome. Y'all stay with me. I'll be right back.